Don't he look good? Every time I see him, something else is different. What did he do now? Something's different. Suddenly, look, he's smiling. Every time I see him, there's something different about him. Am I the only one, or there? Okay, okay, so it's not just me. Oh, he just lights up like a little Christmas, like a Christmas tree. I mean, every time I look at him, tell me what God can do. Let me know when we're ready, baby girl.
We're live.
Oh, we're live. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We give God praise. We magnify God because he is worthy. Thank you for being with us. Not in a cloud yet, but I'm expecting a cloud party at any moment now. I'm expecting a cloud party at any time. So be ready in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful for those that love the Lord and that are following him, that are following after him. God is so worthy to be praised. Before we get into that, I want to get into that. The envelope, here it is. Amen. Amen. So now I'm going to talk about one of our soldiers that sent this package. Amazing package. Amazing package. Pastor, honey, go ahead and read that. I got you. Amen.
Amen. So this was sent to us by Ruth.
Ruth. That's the, where she from?
It does not.
It does not. Okay.
Okay. So Ruth, I'll just read the letter. She says, thank you for your efforts, your family and congregation in ministering to the body and fulfilling your part in the Great Commission.
Yes.
These tracts are for you, your family, and or congregation to give to loved ones who do not yet know the Lord or to use however you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord guided me in creating these tracts. They have never yet been refused by anyone I've given to personally.
Wow.
People are drawn in by the one-of-a-kind piece of artwork done by hand. She's the artist.
Yes.
So each one is uniquely created.
There are 50. Oh, go ahead.
Each track has a different piece of artwork in it in an attempt to convey that each person is a unique masterpiece created by God. The message also written by me includes the ABCs of salvation with a bit of modification. These are hand manufactured.
Wow.
And she's actually on disability, so she doesn't make a lot, but she sent 50 of them. And they're all hand manufactured.
My goodness. Amen. Ruth?
Ruth, yes.
Ruth, I can't express to you how awesome this is. This, the artwork, I don't even know how you could have, 50, everyone's different. Everyone, it's just, the artwork is just amazing. And what the Lord has spoken to her to speak over his people, the messages that are inside these are amazing. And so we want to continue to get these, and so we're going to bless you. If we,
amen.
Is there an
address?
Ruth, I need you to email us, because, or contact us so we can, because we want to bless. This is amazing work. This is amazing, and this is for the body of Christ. And so we're going to make sure that we get this stuff out to the people of God. We're going to make sure that this goes out. And Ruth, we need to talk to you, so please contact us. We want to keep this going. Amen. And she sent these about a week ago. I'm gonna have to ask Pastor Sandy to talk about it too, but Ruth, rest assured, these are going out to the body. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We give God praise and we magnify him. I also want, Nikki, can you read off the handle? These are the people that were part of the prayer, the prayer chat last week. Amen.
Amen. Lo, Olga, Sarah, Renew, Troy, DS 23-24, Johanna, Seek Wisdom,
Dominique,
and Robert.
Our soldier, Robert. Amen. We thank God for all of you. We give God praise and we magnify him because God himself is worthy. Do we have very many today?
No, but I have a praise report.
Oh, amen.
So a few weeks ago, we were praying for Emmanuel, the 19-year-old child who had spilled hot soup on himself. Mm-hmm. So his
the 19-year-old?
I mean, 19-month-old child, sorry. Mm-hmm. The burns that he sustained from the hot soup have completely healed. There is no evidence of any burn. In his short span of life, he has many things that have happened to him that defy medical knowledge. The Lord instructed his mom to name him Emmanuel, and his life certainly reflects God being with him.
Amen. Amen. No burn scars, no visible nothing. What was it that spilled on him?
Soup.
Hot soup.
It was hot soup. 19 months old, hot soup, and so they thought it was going to be some serious damage. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Wow. Nothing. Is that incredible?
Amen.
That sounds just like God. Mm-hmm. That's only God can do that. Amen. So what you got this morning, Pastor?
Some of these, Mother Niaran and others have been praying for all week, and mm-hmm. so they're already coming in with praise reports.
Oh, well, you got some praise reports for them?
Barbara had asked for prayer. She was diagnosed with COVID, and she'd been struggling,
mm-hmm.
and she's saying now she's feeling way better.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Cheryl, her prayer request is not listed here, but she says, thank you so much for the prayers. I am much improved. Most of the pain has left, and I'm grateful to our fellow Christians for reaching out to me. Prayer is powerful. Thank you for everything. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. And then earlier this week, the prayer team was praying for Renu, who was struggling with asthma, and it sounds like it was brought on by increased stress.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she's feeling way better.
Amen. Look at God. Is God all? Amen. What you got, sis?
To that, yes. My nephew's mom was also diagnosed with COVID,
mm-hmm.
and I spoke to her a couple of days ago. She's feeling better.
Amen. God is awesome. There is nothing that God cannot do. Well, there's one thing he cannot do. He cannot fail.
Right.
Amen. Everything else, God is able. Amen. A lot of times we don't have enough faith in. People will say, well, I know God can do it, but I'm not sure he'll do it for me.
Right.
Amen. You can't expect God to move on your behalf. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? If God says, I will do it, you have to agree with God and say, Lord, if you say, Lord, you said you'll do it, my faith is that you'll do it. You said it's done, it's done. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I'm claiming my victory because you said I have the victory. You cannot say, you know, I know the Lord said that I'm healed, but you know, I still got the Hebe and the GB's right around the corner. You can't be doing that. You have to agree, even if you don't see it. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Even if you don't see it, you have to have enough faith in God to know that God will do what he said he'll do. Amen? Amen. Amen. Somebody, amen. Amen, Pastor Ben. All right, amen. Amen. All right. Come on, David. You got to help me out here, bro. Amen. All right, Pastor, go ahead.
So our first prayer is from Alexa. And she's actually asking for prayer for President Trump and his family.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been feeling well and is believed the stress is a contributing factor.
I wouldn't want that job for nothing in the world. I'd pay you to stay out of that job. I'm praying for his, I'm gonna pray for him and his family because I don't know what his relationship is with Christ. I don't know if he has one or not. I don't know anything. All I know is that God used him for a purpose. That part of the plan appears to be over and things are moving according to scripture. Would everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Things are moving according to scripture. I don't believe he was supposed to be in there for 8, 12, 20 years. I believe he was there for a purpose, to serve a purpose. That purpose has been completed as far as God is concerned. Now the rest of the Bible has to move forward. You cannot stop what God has already ordained. God said these things have to happen, and we should be glad these things are about to happen because that pushes us closer to God scooping us up. If everything was all calm and collected and nothing was going on and we weren't pushed to the wall, then that would completely go against what God has said. We need these things to happen so God's word can be fulfilled. I don't know about you, but I want to be raptured. I don't know about you, but I want to get up out of here. I don't know where you stand, you know, but I'm ready for God's will to be done. And this is part of God's will being done. And if this is what it takes, what's the old song? Let's get it on. Let's do it. Okay, wrong song. Okay, back up. Let's do it. How's that? Okay. Another bad song? Was that okay?
Is that a song?
I don't know. It's a song. I'm asking you. Just go on. Okay, well, anyway. Comedy hour. Anyway, let's let God knows what needs to be done. He's been doing real good. He was doing really great before you got here. He's going to be doing really great after you're gone. And I'm pretty sure he can still do great while you're here. So let God's perfect will be done. And if this is what God's will is, let it be. That's a song, right? Let it be. Amen. Amen. So I do want to pray for he's still president for another 2 or 3 days, right? Yeah. So I want to pray for President Trump. And I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at none of them because I don't give them that kind of attention.
Right.
You know, I'm not wasting energy being mad and upset about things and people I can't change.
Right.
If this is part of God's will and God allows it to happen, who am I to stop anything? I'm just praying that the Lord keep us and sustain us while we have to live in this madness. So I'm not mad at anybody because I'm not vested in none of you. I'm just praying that the Lord will hold his church together until he scoops us up. And then they can blow the place up if they want to. Whatever they got to do, I'm not here. Do what you do. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for all the things that you have done and allowed to happen and things to be up to this point. Whatever your perfect plan is, that is my desire, that your perfect will be done. We are praying for the Trump family and those that are trying to do right, or those who are trying to do right, or those that are being used according to your plan. We're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying for whatever your will is for their lives. I don't know if they know you or not. I don't know if they're following you or not. I don't know if they are believers or not, but what I do know is, as long as there is breath, there is a chance for repentance, and there's a chance for healing, and there's a chance for forgiveness. So I am praying that you would allow them the opportunity to receive your word and for them to repent of anything that is not like you, and that you would continue to watch over every person that believes that you are who you said you are. We're praying for peace where there can be peace, and we're praying for all the things that are necessary for this time, for this place, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was good, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
When you were praying, the Lord reminded me of the scripture where he says that he does not desire anyone
to be lost,
but that all come to repentance.
Yeah.
Believers, that needs to be our prayer.
Yes.
You know, we can't let our personal opinions about someone stop us from praying for their salvation.
That's right.
Whether it is the president or your neighbor, we should be praying for their salvation.
Amen. Amen. That's true.
Yeah. Cindy is asking for prayer for her mom and her uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom, Mary Lou, is 79. Her uncle, Richard, is 65. They're both in a hospital with COVID.
Oh.
Also, her sister, who is closer to them, in New York, she wants to pray for him, and her brother, who is in Hawaii, she's in Ottawa. So mm-hmm. they're kind of spread out, but
right.
She wants prayer for the family.
Amen for the family. And the two seniors, the two elderly members of the family are both COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Whew, amen. You know, it's hard, especially now, because when they isolate them, they don't allow family to go visit. They're, that person is just there alone. And I mean, God's prayers can reach anybody, anywhere. But for that person to be isolated and cut off, and they cannot feel the touch of a loved one or anything like that, that's demonic. In my opinion, I really think I think that's a plan of the enemy. His big plan is to divide and conquer. Let me separate you from those that care about you, and then I can just whoop on you as much as I want, and you have no help. Amen. That's That's demonic. That's not of God. And that the enemy knows what they're doing. But greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. God has the power and the authority to bless every person that's been diagnosed. And my thing, they don't really do, children don't really, they haven't said much about children getting COVID or anything
they? Yeah, they have, but not as much.
Not as much. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the seniors, and I'm really concerned about seniors because a lot of times their resistance is lower, you know, and they already have underlying conditions already. And them being isolated, we don't know what they're doing to them in there. We just don't know. And so my prayers are for every senior, every person that has been cut off and isolated and that feels and have been left apparently or seemingly left alone. I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will be with them, that the angels of God will comfort them and surround them. Because if we, family, loved ones, friends, are not allowed to surround them. See, because if the family gathered around, laying hands on them and praying for them, the Bible says that that person would recover. They're not really trying to help people recover. So can y'all see how this is? The Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. And so if I keep the prayer warriors away from you, David, while you're in the hospital by yourself, I have a better chance of whooping up on you and you not recovering, as opposed to you being surrounded by believers in God. They're laying hands on you and speaking life over you, and that you have a speedy recovery. Yes. Man, does that make sense? Amen. So I'm praying. Let's pray for those two,
Mary Lou and Richard,
and every other person that's dealing with that same type of thing. If I could get a few of you to stand up, just stand up. Asia, how's the chat room going? Yeah. All right. Father, for every person, for every family that's dealing with a loved one or them themselves being isolated, being labeled with COVID, or actually having that flu or cold or that whatever that is. We're praying, Lord, that you would enter into their hearts and into their minds, that you would allow your holy presence to come in and overshadow whatever that is that's attacking them, whatever that is that's going on in their body, in addition to whatever else that's going on with them. We're asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, even though we cannot be there physically in the presence of that person, your spirit can, your healing can be in the presence of them. Your grace and favor and mercy can actually be in their presence. Father, we're praying that you would allow healing to take place. What's their names again?
Mary Lou.
With Mary Lou and Richard, that your healing will take place in their atmosphere, in their bodies, in their hearts, in their minds, and not just them, but anyone, especially seniors and young people whose resistance may not be as strong as others. We're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying that your perfect will be done. We're praying that you would give them the testimony of healing like you've done for so many others. We're praying, Lord, that you would lift them up and allow their faith to take control and lean on your power and lean on your word and lean on your understanding, so that healing will overshadow them. That healing will overshadow them, and that your peace will hug them, that your peace will envelop them, that your peace will give them peace. Lord, touch them according to your will for their lives and encourage their minds, that they will receive the healing and the deliverance that they so desperately need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all doing all right this morning?
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. We got a heat wave going in California. Yes. What is going on? It was in the 40s. Been in the 40s for like 2 months, 40s and 50s and 60s, and all of a sudden it's 80 degrees. Abigail loves that. Amen. What you got?
Jennifer. She says, I am in need of a healing prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I am a smoker. I am morbidly obese with no thyroid. It was removed 30 years ago because of cancer.
Yeah.
I weigh approximately 500 pounds with congestive heart failure,
yeah.
COPD, and diabetes. Please pray for me.
Yes.
She doesn't care about you saying her name, because as many people as possible need to storm the gates of heaven on her behalf.
Oh, my goodness.
That God will fill her, free her, and heal her. Thank you so much for being my faithful family.
Oh, my God.
I need to feel his presence.
Amen. What's her name again?
Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, first of all, thank you for reaching out to us, and thank you for being part of our family and us being a part of your family. I'm telling you that God truly is a healer, and whatever you're dealing with, God is able to heal. Our prayer team has been, y'all been on duty for how long? It's been a minute. Y'all been storming the gates of heaven for a minute. Amen. And with results.
Amen.
With results. With results. Come on, help me say with results. Come on. Come on, say with results.
With results.
We have been storming the gates of heaven. I love that. Storming the gates of heaven. She has enough faith in the word, in the prayers of the saints being delivered to God, that she is willing to reach out and ask for us to pray for her and her condition. I'm so happy. You know why I'm happy about this, Joshua? Ask me why I'm happy.
Why?
I dare to ask me why I'm happy.
Why?
Ask me again.
Why?
Come on, Abigail, ask me why I'm happy. Come on, Leslie, ask me why I'm happy. Come on, ask me why I'm happy. Come on, Joanna. Come on, David, ask me. I dare you, ask me. Because I believe that God is going to reach from heaven and do something for, what's her name?
Jennifer.
Hallelujah. All of a sudden, I got to feeling real good in my spirit while we were talking, because I believe, she ain't got a chance. Oh, she got more than a chance. She's got way more. Jennifer, if you're listening, I want you to know right now that you got more chance. You got the saints of God storming the gates of heaven on your behalf. Amen. Guess what I'm finna say to the prayer team? I dare you. Just ask me what I'm finna say. Come on, somebody. Oh, you got an assignment. You got an assignment. Yeah, you do. Amen. You got it. Jennifer, I'm shouting for you right now. Because God finna do something for you. Something. God is finna do something for you, Jennifer. And I'm ecstatic. I'm elated. I'm happy. And I didn't say what I normally say.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm glad. Amen. I'm glad in the name of Jesus that God is about to do some stuff for Jennifer. To give her a testimony. Well, another testimony.
Yeah.
To add to her testimony.
Yeah.
We need a 3-day for Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I need to make sure that Ryan is on this. I need to make sure that Greg is on this. And I need to make sure that Leslie is on this.
Amen.
So y'all tell Leslie what to do. I keep looking at this brother. God's got something for you. I don't know what it is, but he's doing something. And you know it, don't you? He knows it. He knows God is doing something. What's her name, Jennifer?
Yes.
Why are you laughing? Amen. Did she, Sevilla? Uh-oh. She's going to talk to me later. Y'all keep me lifted up,
yeah,
too. Y'all storm the gates for me, too, because she's going to talk to me later. Y'all know what that means, right? Amen. All right. Amen. Stop bouncing, Jacques. I see your shoulders going all up. Amen. Amen. We're praying for Jennifer and anyone that's dealing with what Jennifer is dealing with. We're praying. And if Jennifer can be a part of the prayer, I need you to reach out to her if she can be a part of the prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, put a little oil on my hand. Pastor Tria and Nicole and Yugel and Joanna, I need you all to pray with Leslie. Amen. But hold off before you go, though, because I need y'all up here right now. But when we finish, amen. Amen. This hand is for Jennifer. Amen. We're praying. This hand is for every person that's dealing with things like Jennifer. Amen. Jennifer, we're pressing in for you. For those that are dealing with things that like what Jennifer is dealing with, we're praying that the Lord will fix it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said, ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and ye shall find. You said, knock and the door shall be opened. First of all, you don't know what Jennifer has had to deal with her whole life. So you cannot be judgmental about she needs to stop doing this and she needs this and she needs that. That's not your business. You don't know what caused her to be where she is at this moment. Amen? And so to say, well, she's here because of that and she's here because of that, you don't know any of that. You're not God. You don't know any of that. Okay? She knows God. She trusts God. God knows her. God's about to do something for her. Instead of trying to point out things that you think that she should and should not be doing, you need to thank God for the fact that she's able to reach out and ask God to do something for her. Yes. It's easy to sit back and judge other people about and dictate what they should and shouldn't do when you're not walking in their shoes, when you're not dealing with what they're dealing with, when you don't have the same history that they have or had. It's easy for you to sit back and point fingers, but you haven't. Remember where you were when the Lord found you. Remember how jacked up you were when God reached out and touched you. Remember, you weren't always in a good place. Right. At one point in your life, you were somewhere where you needed somebody to reach out instead of pushing you away.
Right.
Amen? Amen. And so, Jennifer, in spite of what anybody says, you don't worry about what they say. You are concerned about what God said. Amen? Does that make sense? Amen. So we're going to be praying for Jennifer in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love Jennifer and we thank you for her. We thank you for embracing her. We thank you for giving her the courage and the faith and the love to reach out to us so that we can reach out for her on her behalf. For every person that's dealing with things like Jennifer's dealing with, for every person that has struggles the way she's struggling, for every person that's fighting to be what you have called and created them to be, whether they are like Jennifer or not, for every person that's struggling with something that needs you to enter into their atmosphere and to deliver them, that needs their names bombarding the gates of heaven, that needs someone to pray for them, that needs someone to speak on their behalf unto God. We're praying for every person, every believer, every person that dares to trust you, every person that says, for God I live and for God I die, for every person that believes that you are who you say you are, every person that has enough faith to trust and believe in you, we're reaching out. We're asking for healing. If there's any sin in any of the lives, we're asking that you would forgive them of all sins and unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. If there's anything in their atmosphere that is not like you, we're asking that you would remove it in the name of Jesus and give them a clear pathway to the throne. We're asking that whatever's in the atmosphere that is interrupting their healing, that's interfering with their deliverance, we're asking that you would move it out of the way so that they can receive what you have sent for them in the name of Jesus. Do you know that sometimes there are things in your way that interferes with you receiving what God has for you? Did you know that? Did you know that? Sometimes our attitude's in the way. Good morning. Sometimes our attitude's in the way. You think you're better than other people. I've been saved for 30 years. I know I'm better than him. Oh, you need an attitude adjustment and you need it fast. Sin is sin, right? Whether you've been delivered for 20 minutes or 20 years. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I've heard people say, I've heard people say that they haven't sinned. I've heard people say that they're perfect. I heard it. And I'm like, wow, that's a problem. That's a problem because based on what I'm understanding, somebody lying. Either God's lying or they lying. Somebody lying. There's a problem. If you've never sinned, somebody lying. Right? How many of y'all believe God is lying? Raise your hand. Because we're going to have an altar call right now. How many of y'all believe that either they've got a really, really bad understanding or they just lying because they got lips? How many of y'all believe that second one? Amen. Me too.
Maybe they just really confident in
it. Anybody got any extra oil for Pastor Drea? Yeah, I got some. You got some? Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody, first of all, you're born into a sinful atmosphere, through sinful nature, into a sinful place. And so even if sin is not in you, it's all on you. Yes. Right? Yes. Even if sin is not in your heart, it's all around you. Yes. You can't avoid, if you're living here, you're living in among sin. Right? And so everybody needs to know that you cannot be good enough to be called sinless. Did I say that right?
Amen.
I pray every day. I know I ain't sinned in 40 years. Well, see, you called me. Let's talk. Amen. All right. Was I praying for somebody? Y'all don't remember? What I got y'all here for? What the other, Abigail? I know I did. Where we are? Where we at?
Where we are.
I know I prayed for somebody.
You prayed for Jennifer.
I prayed for Jennifer. God bless you, Jennifer.
And we have a praise report.
Praise on.
Last week, DS2324 asked us to pray for his son, Andrew.
Yes.
Who was diagnosed with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And he is doing way better.
Yeah. That's hot off the press, y'all.
I'm not sure if it's DS or Andrew had arthritis in their hands.
Oh, yeah.
DS. Yeah. DS had arthritis in his hands, haven't had any pain for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah! That's news hot off the press. Yeah. We just got it from the chat room. We did just get that from chat. We just got that from the chat room. That's, that's hot off the press. Woo, child, I'm telling you. Listen, amen. I know some of y'all might think I'm really relaxed today and all that, and God is doing something. I don't know what God is doing, but I can feel it in my spirit that God is doing something. And I know I've been saying it, but just like Noah preached it for 120 years. So we've been preaching it for 17, 18 years. 17. 17 years. 17 this May 5th.
May 4th.
May 4th. May the fourth be with. All right, so May 4th. What? What?
I don't know what big a nerd you are.
I ain't trying to hide it. She don't want y'all to know what a big nerd I am. I ain't trying to hide it. Amen. You got nerds that look this good? Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, all I'm saying is this.
Amen.
All I'm saying, amen. All I'm saying, the Bible said, what? Come on back, Pastor. You're part of us now. It's been 18 years. You stuck with us now. Amen. All I'm saying, I don't even remember what I was saying. What was I saying before you turned my mind, before I messed up?
Oh, goodness.
You don't know.
You were excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited because this thing is almost over. I'm excited because this is almost over. It's almost over. Listen.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
They're like, hallelujah, it's almost over. Listen, all I'm saying, I know what I was going to say. The Bible says laughter is good for the soul.
Yes.
right? You know, anybody that's so, I don't want to say stuck up. Oh, I already said it. Anybody that's all stirred. Anybody that's all starchy.
Me too, what he has.
anybody, because I know that God is going to do something for Jennifer.
Yes.
Jennifer, right?
Yes.
I know that God, I didn't start feeling like this until after that prayer.
Amen.
Until after I start praying for, well, before we pray for, then I start, I know God's going to do something for her. I know God's going to do something for those two seniors. Mary Lou and Richard. I know that God's going to open up a door. I know that God is healing and delivering. I know God is going to rescue his church. I know God is going to heal his people. I know that God said, ask and it shall be given. He said, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. I know that God said, I heard you before you called. And I answered while you were yet speaking. I know he said, the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I know these things like better than I know my name. I know that God cannot lie. I know God is real. I know everything that God said he's going to do, he's going to do. He said he's going to rapture his church, and I know he's going to do it. God says he's going to heal his land. Everything God said he's going to do. We are living proof that God will answer prayer.
Yes.
Amen, somebody. We are a walking, talking testimony. That's why we love the people of God. That's why we'll do anything we can to bless the people of God. That's why we're trying. I ask God, what is the hurry? He keep sending out Bibles, sending out tracts, praying for everybody that wants prayer, speaking healing and deliverance over the lives of those that believe. Baptism the second Saturday at 1 o'clock next month.
Yes.
Baptism second Saturday.
13th.
Yeah. Second Saturday, so it doesn't interfere with your heart day.
13th.
Yeah. It doesn't interfere with the Valentine's Day. Amen.
Every day is heart day.
Well, there you go. Amen. We want to stream the baptism live. Amen. First time. So Abigail, you got to be there.
13th.
The 13th of February.
1 p.m.
The water should be warm. We baptize in the ocean. It won't, well, it won't give you pneumonia. So there you go. Amen. So, but I know.
And it'll be a warm day.
Yeah. It should be a warm day. Warmer than it's been.
Yes.
Amen. So, and I ask, why? What's the hurry for all, you know, we're giving stuff. We're pulling into the front door and FedExing it out the back door. I mean, you know, we sending stuff and doing stuff. And we got stuff. You talk to T? And she, amen. And we got to, and I'm asking the Lord, what's the hurry? Because there seems to be a sense of urgency.
Yes.
For what God is doing. The new face masks that Ryan and his team designed, all kind of stuff. And the Lord's like, feed them, give it to them, talk to them. I mean, the Lord is sending people stuff, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is, Pastor Drea, is this good stuff that we're...
It's really nice stuff.
This is...
Amen.
And I'm like, what? And all I can get is, it's we need to do this. We need to do it now.
Yes.
I'll give you what you need to give them what they need.
Yes.
I don't want you to ask any questions. I want you to just send it.
Right.
Anyone that asks for it, send it out. If we don't have it, we'll get it. And he's been providing and providing. Why do you think that is? Because something is about to change. And he's making sure that every person that wants him shall have him.
Yes.
Every person that wants to know about God will have an opportunity to know about God. Every person that wants prayer, every person that wants to pray will have that opportunity. Every person that wants to study his word will have that opportunity. Every person that wants to know how to witness to other people, and they need, and we have tracts now and all kind of stuff to send out to you that to give it to, because it is my personal understanding that God is about to do something big really soon. And every person that has got on board will be affected in a great way. Every person that thought this was foolish, every person that thought this was unnecessary, every person that thought, why are they doing all of that? They could be selling that for $19.95. For every person that thought it was a waste of time, I'm gonna change your tune. Yes. The question is, what side of the boat are you gonna be on? Are you gonna be on the wet side, or are you gonna be inside? Amen.
Amen.
Do we have any prayers from the chat? Oh, well, come on, baby. What you waiting on? Amen. Man, it's so hard trying good help around here. I'm trying to tell you. Now, y'all see me trying, right? No. Amen.
Amen. This has already happened, but we want to continue to pray. Warhammer is asking for prayer for Lynn.
Love Warhammer.
Who had surgery on both eyes for glaucoma pressure. This surgery just happened either past Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
So we want to continue to pray for Lynn.
Amen. We want to continue to pray for Lynn. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And for Warhammer.
Yeah.
When you are out there.
Salt's been on that too.
And Salt's been on that too. Salt, come here, Salt. Salt, any salts in here? Come here. Any salts? I want him and I want David. Come on up here. Come on, salts. I want to shake y'all around here. Amen. Come on up here. Well, a couple of y'all. Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. Let's get some salt in the picture. Amen. You caught that, didn't you? Was that good? Amen. Men's prayer team. I mean, this thing is going global. This is not a local thing. And why are you all back in the cut? Come on up here. I ain't perfect yet. Join the club. Amen. Join the party. You ain't perfect yet? You fit right in. I still got issues? You fit right in. I still got a ways to go? You fit right in. Oh, thank you. Amen. Now, am I in the shot? Amen. All right. We have a prayer team. Men's prayer team. This is not just a local thing, this is a global thing. All you have to do is contact us and Salt will contact you. If you need prayer, especially if you are male, you don't have to be 80 years old or 50 or 60. If you're a young man and you know you need prayer, if you need to be in touch with other men that believe in God, if you need to learn more about God, we have a prayer team. This is not a local thing. These are just the guys that are in the building. This is not a local thing. This is a God thing. We have prayer team for women. We have a prayer team, period. This is a house of prayer. Salt, Osamia, I know things seem to be a little light this morning. I know things seem to be a little light this morning, but we are just as serious now as we've ever been. Right. This is an opportunity for you to get what God has promised. This is an opportunity for you to connect with the body of Christ. We are not the only people trying to serve God in this manner. We are not the only church that are trying to bring people to Christ. We are not the only ones, but we are certainly one of the ones. Yeah. Amen. We want to help you. We want to bless you. We want you to know that we're here. This is not a black church. This is a God church. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is not a, it's not a black church, not a white church, not a Hispanic church. It's not a Puerto Rican church. It's just a, it's just God's church. It's just where the body of Christ meet.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All are welcome. Now, if you go in the chat room, start acting ignorant, we're going to block you.
Right.
Okay, but you're still welcome to listen to the prayer, but we're going to cut you off, just so you know. Amen. All are welcome. You're very welcome, but you can't say nothing. Amen. Because if you don't know how to mind your manners and keep your mouth shut, we're going to chop you off. So all you can do is listen. Amen.
Amen.
Got that, Asia? And say amen. I'm sorry. What else we got?
Francis is asking for prayer for Randall, who needs a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the hospital, and she's also asking for prayer for his wife.
Amen.
Juanita
is praying for Randall.
Nope. Francis is praying for Randall and Juanita.
Francis is praying for Randall and Juanita. All right.
Juanita.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
You get it?
Yeah. Francis is praying for Randall and Janita. Randall is in the hospital.
Come here, Randall. Ryan, come here, Randall.
In need of a liver transplant.
Uh-huh.
And Janita is Randall's wife.
You black. Come here, Janita.
Hey, you don't know if she's black.
Well, but the name sounds
that.
That
don't mean she's black.
Well, I tell you, I'm just saying the name sounds. All right, fine. Come on.
Get him, pastor.
Why? Well, I'm just saying. Shaquita and all them. No, okay, fine. No. I can't say nothing. I should take the mic off. I can't say nothing. Amen. Take that going, boy. Amen. All right. What? Okay, so now, hands. Are they a couple? Are they?
Yes, husband and wife.
Okay, I'm trying to hear. I'm trying to hear.
Start listening.
I'm trying to hear. Amen. Come on, we want to pray for them. Pray for them. You are standing in for that couple, that
Randall and Janita.
take hands. Anoint my hands, please. Well, he laughed too much. He can't be saved. We'll see.
Just practicing for porn.
Amen. That's all. That's all. Listen, just because my joy in the Lord gives my heart joy and gladness and causes me to laugh and celebrate God, and whatever it is that you got, you can't do that for me. Amen. My Lord, Sharia, my Lord. Tell me again what's going on in the hospital, Nikki, with them.
Randall is in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He has a liver transplant.
Hamisio Alachim, no. Father, I know that you're able. These two young people are standing in for that couple. We're praying in the name of Jesus for your healing and deliverance. We're praying that you would open up a door, a window. Open up an avenue. Move that mountain. Ah! Father, we are speaking to that mountain.
Yes, Lord.
We're not making deals. We're not compromising. We're not settling, but we're speaking to the mountain. And the mountain has to move. It has been commanded by you that when we speak to that mountain in faith, in the name of Jesus, that mountain shall be moved. That's your word, God. That's your word. You told us to do this in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're speaking for that family on behalf of them in the name of Jesus. We're standing in the gap for them. That you would cause a great deliverance. A great deliverance. That's what I heard in my spirit. A great deliverance. That you would cause a great deliverance for that family. And give them the testimony so that others will understand that you are truly who you said you are. Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance for that entire family and for those that are asking for prayer on behalf of that family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What else we got, Pastor?
Barbara is asking for prayer for her friend Richard,
uh-huh,
who has COVID and has been in an induced coma and on a ventilator.
Induced coma?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if there's any underlying issues going on with that. I don't know. It doesn't say.
If he's on a ventilator,
mm-hmm,
it's usually to force him to breathe with a ventilator because he's fighting against it.
Because his body's fighting against it. Can I get a couple of y'all to stand with me on this? Does it give his name?
His name is Richard.
Richard. Can I get a couple of those? Now, if you don't believe that God will heal, I don't need you to stand yet. I just need the believers to stand now. I just need the believers to stand there. If you're not sure, you're kind of on the fence, you can stay seated. Amen. Rabbi Yon. I need you to stand with me in faith. Malati Koshani. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you in faith, as we stand before you believing that you are the healer and that you are the deliverer, and that you are the conqueror. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. Does your Bible say that?
Yeah.
We are more than I don't want, what's his name, Richard?
Yeah.
I don't want Richard just to be delivered. I want Richard to be delivered in the name of Jesus. I want him to be delivered with fanfare. I want him to be delivered and people are like, whoa, what happened? I want him to be delivered and the families of the families that are praying for him say, whoa, what? I want him to be not just delivered,
yeah,
but I want people to be blown away, yeah, by his deliverance. Do you believe God can do that?
Yeah.
I believe God can do it. I believe God can do it. I believe that God can regulate that body. I believe that God can fix it. Whatever's wrong, I believe God can fix it. I believe my God can do it.
Yeah.
And he said, ask what you will and what? It shall be done. That's what my God said. He said, ask what you will and it shall be done. And what's that? The effectual fervent prayers? Does what? Availeth much. It makes an impact. It gets God's attention. It doesn't just fly by. It gets before God and it stops. So that God, it means something to God. He's Shochamianos. Father, we want to hear about that deliverance, about that testimony. We want to hear about them getting off the ventilator and their bodies are reacting to the healing power of your Holy Spirit, and that things have been re-regulated to the way they're supposed to be, and that they're giving you praise and magnifying you. That's what we want to hear. For you are worthy. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, kill it. Whatever your perfect will is, let it be done. Give that family a testimony in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is our last one.
Okay, I guess I'm back now, Pastor Drea, but it was more fun being where I was. Amen.
We're in the middle.
Amen. I kind of like being over there, like, amen, but I guess I got to be here.
This
amen.
Is the last one.
Last one.
Jennifer, or Jen. She's a teacher, and I believe this is Connecticut.
First of all, she's a teacher, so we need to pray for her anyway, because they got it. They, woo, Lord.
And she doesn't want, I guess they're pushing for mandatory vaccination laws.
Weren't you telling me that the other day?
Well, I was telling you that in Long Beach, they are preparing to vaccinate the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
She was praying against the mandatory vaccination
laws. Yeah.
She's also asking that we continue to pray because her husband is continuing to push for divorce.
Okay. Amen. That vaccination thing, I'm praying that God will fix it for the believers.
Yes. Amen.
I can't really speak for the sinners because I'm not trying to think and be on their level. I'm speaking for the believers now.
Yes.
I'm praying that God will do something to intervene. I'm praying that God will do something to put the brakes or let it flow. Just scoop us up. I mean, because if he scoops us up, that'll take care of all of our problems. We'll be straight.
Yeah.
They can do what they want to do after that. If he scoops us up, I'm set. They can do whatever. They can blow up the schools for all I care. If he scoops us up, I'm good. But if that's not his plan today, I'm praying that God will do something. That God will do something because what's her name, Nikki?
Jen.
I'm praying for Jen and for all the school teachers and the nurses. I heard that there were lots and lots of healthcare workers that refused to take the vaccination. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that there are lots of healthcare workers that refuse to take the vaccination. What do they know that they're not that CNN's not telling us? What do the medical professionals that are in that daily know that we don't know? Why are they refusing to take that? Amen?
Amen.
Hey, baby. And so I'm praying. Is MJ here?
No.
Oh, amen. So I'm praying for that medical staff, for that school teachers, and every person that does not want to take it. I'm praying for every believer that does not want to be a part of that. I'm praying that God would intervene in some way and make something happen. Amen. Can y'all just raise your hands with me? And again, I want to pray for the firefighters and the emergency workers and the police and military. They're making the military people take it because they're government issued. They're GIs. They signed on a dotted line, so they belong to Uncle Sam, so they say. And so when you're a GI, you're more considered as property.
Yeah.
Without a mind of your own. Do I have that right? You're property, so you don't get it. That's like a TV saying, I don't want you to change the channel. They don't have that option. You do what you're told. And so I'm praying for all the believers that are GIs that are being forced, or they're preparing them to force them to take those things. Because from what I understand, there's so many different types of vaccines that are out now. It's not just one vaccine now. From what I understand, there are multiple types of vaccines. And now they've got vaccines that are expiring that they are still planning to use. Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm.
They have vaccines that are expiring that they're still planning to give somebody. You don't know what you don't know what they're sticking in your arm. You don't know what they're giving you. This is what I'm saying. You don't know what they're giving you. You don't know what's what. You don't know who's getting the good ones, who's getting the placebos, and who's actually getting the. You don't know. And so we're praying for those that are trusting in God. We're praying that God will do something on their behalf. And like I said, as far as I'm concerned, if He scoops us up, that'll fix it all. But only God knows. And so we have to trust that our God will do what's perfect, because that's His thing to do. He's the only one good, meaning every decision that God makes is good. Every choice God makes is perfect. He's the only good one. He's the only good, and everything God does is good. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying on behalf of every believer that's being forced to take the vaccination that we know nothing about. We're praying on behalf of every believer that's being pressed to do things that they don't want to do, that's against their will. We're praying, Father God, that you would open a door, that you would give them an escape, that you would give them an escape in the name of Jesus, an escape. Let something happen. Fix it for those that trust and believe in you. Miyakiso, an escape in the name of Jesus. Give them peace in their minds, their hearts, and their spirits. An escape. Heal their families, their hearts, and their minds. Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. What else we got, Pastor? That's it? Is there anything on the chat that we need to address now? Amen. Amen. Oh, I had a towel, but it keeps disappearing. Oh, there we go. Thank you. Amen. I give God praise and honor. I thank God for you being with us this morning. What do we have, Pastor?
So this is from Seek Wisdom.
Seek Wisdom.
They're asking for prayer, deliverance from the enemy who keeps putting lies in his head. Every time he reads the Bible, he feels a cold presence in his head.
A cold presence in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What's his name?
Seek Wisdom.
Seek Wisdom. Seek Wisdom. I know you hear, you can hear me because you're on the chat. Salt, if you're on the chat, I need you to reach out to Seek Wisdom, because I believe you can help. Seek Wisdom. I'm going to be praying, but listen, if you don't have any, when you read your Bible, this is what I'd like for you to do. If you're having issues every time you read your Bible, it's obvious that the enemy, let me explain something to you. Your flesh and the enemy agree on the same thing. That makes sense? First of all, the Bible says flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Y'all believe that, right?
Amen.
Y'all still with me? Flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So your flesh has no desire to obey God. For one, your flesh is not going into eternity with you. Your flesh is going to go back to the ground where it came from. Y'all follow me so far?
Amen.
The real you is going into eternity, whether to be with God or to be in darkness. The real you, the real life in you, is what's going into eternity. Your flesh is not going. So your flesh has no desire to obey God. Your flesh has no desire to please God. Anything that has to do with changing what the flesh wants to do, the flesh is against it. Do y'all understand that now? So the flesh has no problem with you going to hell. You know why? Because it's not going.
Right.
Your flesh is not going to hell. So your flesh has no problem with you going to hell. Because your flesh is going to be right here. You the only one going. So whenever you start trying to do things to override the flesh, it's going to do whatever it can to override your will to serve God. Does that make sense to everybody?
Amen.
So when your flesh starts sticking its head up, you need one of them big old whack-a-mole hammers. So whenever he sticks his head up, bam, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do y'all understand?
Yes.
Every time the flesh tries to interfere with you, say, just start pleading the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the flesh. In the name of Jesus, you a liar. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Get away from me, you stinking demon. Whatever it takes. Cover your head with a tallit. Anoint your hands with oil. Hit your knees and pray. And you pray until... But see, the flesh, it can't... If you keep praying, your flesh will... If you keep praying, the Spirit of God and the will of the flesh cannot exist in the same place. And so if you continue to fight through that, your flesh will retreat. And then you can pray. Huh? Say it again. It'll submit. It'll back up. It'll go back into that hole. And let... So if you don't have any oil, if you don't have a tallit, let me know. We'll get it to you. We don't charge $29.95. We don't even charge you for postage. We just send it. Because we need you to be as close to God as you can. The Bible says if the righteous, those that know God, those that trust in God, if the righteous scarcely be saved, what does scarcely mean?
Barely.
Does anybody know what scarcely mean? Barely. Almost just make it. He said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? If you doing all you can and you barely make it in,
right,
where do you think the people that are lukewarm, what do you think is going to happen with them? What do you think is going to happen to the people that just don't care what God thinks? If the righteous scarce, if you all that are praying all you know, doing the best you can, fighting daily, and you barely make it in, that's what the Bible, did I make that up or is that in there?
It's in there?
That's in there. And if it's not in your Bible, throw that Bible away. We'll send you a good one. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? They're going to appear in hell. That's where they're going to appear. Amen. You can laugh, Leslie. It's true. It's true. They're going to appear. Well, I don't know where they're going. They're going to hell. That's where they're going. You don't want to be caught up in that last group. Amen.
Amen.
We want to pray for Richard. Is that his name? No.
Seek wisdom.
Seek wisdom. And every person like him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Pastor Drea, Nikki, yes. You and y'all, go ahead, y'all, Leslie. Abby, I'm not some, and take my little sister with you. Masika now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. I would send Abigail, but I need her. Wrap a tallit around her waist. Jaqua, y'all wrap a tallit around her waist. Mikasa. La yo tabiasa. It has to be one of mine. It has to be one of mine. Ryan, take that one in there. See, Ryan, there you go. No, Abigail's going to show you where it's at. Sayi atalmiyan. It has to be one of my tallits. There you go. Makusayan. Tasiya, y'all. Talushamiyan. And Ryan, put it back in there when you finish.
Yes, sir.
Abu Ulkamiyas. Father, every person that's dealing, fighting the flesh to do what you have commanded them to do, for every person that's experiencing resistance, trying to do what you have commanded them to do. We rebuke the resistance in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit that's trying to come against them, that are trying to study to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We rebuke everything, every thought that enters into the mind of those that don't, that of any entity that's trying to stop them from serving and understanding and studying and trusting in God. La Rosha Kisayana, I ask that you would anoint this young believer, anoint their minds, anoint their thoughts, fight the enemy on their behalf so that they will be able to study in freedom and to praise you in freedom and to do what you commanded them to do in freedom. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank each of you there praying for one of the believers that laying hands on them. The wonderful part about actually being in the house is that we can actually lay hands on you if you're here. But if you still need us to pray, God's Spirit can lay hands on you wherever you are. We thank you for being with us while they're praying. I don't want to interrupt them. Whether we see you next week in the cloud or in the crowd, God bless you. Keep us lifted up as we continue to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.